Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I received a letter from a friend in the Sandhills who told me that she was getting pretty good at identifying waterfowl and that their ranch was an ideal habitat for some new varieties this spring. Dolores, we have not had much extra waterfowl here, but the hen turkey that wanders through the place seems to have developed a cluck that sounds more like a quack. And looking at the tracks she's leaving in the 4-H calf pen, I think she's getting some membrane between her toes. We seem to be back on our normal schedule for precipitation, which is less than most of our neighbors, but enough to keep us from getting too excited about cutting hay down. Calving season is winding up, and we have started to cull out the cows who don't get to stay another round. Too late to help with taxes, but we'll make a dent in the school section rent. The brome is doing great, and hopefully some of the warm season grasses won't be too far behind. I hope all you dads have a great Father's Day. Two of my sons stopped by last weekend and helped me hang a couple of beams in the kitchen project. I'm about to the point where I'm done with the new reciprocal saw and the sledgehammer, so progress on the remodel will not be as obvious as it has been up to this point, but I've sure enjoyed the early Father's Day gifts. I did get to spend a little time in the saddle this week, sorting off coals and shifting some cattle around. My daughter Hannah and daughter-in-law Michaela helped me bring in the yearlings so I could pull a couple off. I'm not used to that much chortling from my cowhands, but I made a conscious effort not to point out how close to dark it was getting, and after reading the beautiful post that Michaela put on Facebook the next day, I was glad I had suppressed my inner John Wayne. This morning, let's carry on a homegrown tradition and take a little ride through rhyme. What you doing, Dad? Can I come too? Well, get your boots and jackets, son, 'cause we've got work to do. Dad, why is this horse named Jimmy? And why is he so tall? Scoot ahead. Let me on, son. Be careful not to fall. Dad, why is Jimmy's nose so big and how come I can't have a pig? Dad, can we ride up that hill over there? Hey, look, Dad, it's a prickly pear. Those yellow flowers sure are pretty. Dad, Mom, don't mind if I get dirty. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Hey, Dad, that's my new cowboy horse ride tune. It's an old song. I just made it up. Dad, how come Woofy isn't still a pup? Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo, doo-dee-doo-dee-dare. Dad, can you see that cloud, that one that's shaped like a bear? Dad, could we ride through the water in the pond? Maybe I'd sing my new pond ride song. Well, look, Dad, there's grass down under the water. Dad, how come I'm your son instead of your daughter? Dad, how does a guy figure out how to ranch? Hey, are those mulberries hanging on that branch? Dad, you're just a pretty good friend. I sure do wish this ride wouldn't end. Dad, why do you suppose God made rattlesnakes and musk thistle? Dad, do you think I'll ever learn to whistle? Dad, why do we live on a ranch instead of a farm, and how'd you get that scar there on your arm? Dad, when I grow up, you know what I'm going to do? Well, I'm going to be a cowboy, just like you. Dad, could I please hold the reins? Dad, how come you said that sheep don't have brains? Dad, I've got a secret. I love you. Well, hang on tight, son, 'cause I love you too. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Today's show was brought to you by your local stations and sponsors, and by PowerPost Driver, the driving force in fencing. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.